Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. You're listening again to Soccer Radio, and we are back for another great show for you. Today's date is June 18, 2008, and I'm your host, Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, on the World Wide Web over bbsradio.com. We thank you so much for spending your Wednesday evening with us. Beautiful weather out here. So if you're listening, wherever you're listening from, Southern California, up north, or even out of state, man, over here in Los Angeles, we've been just incredible weather for us. Out here in the San Fernando Valley, it was 104 degrees. It was just a little warm, but very nice. Very nice out there. So this is definitely summer weather coming in here. Sky is blue, sun is shining. So it's just beautiful out here. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are the first talk show dedicated to the happenings of youth soccer here in Southern California. You're listening to us on bbsradio.com. Once again, thank you so much. Today's show, I'm flying solo. I am solo on today's show. We don't have a guest this evening. We did have a guest. However, due to other arrangements, pre-arrangements, he had to cancel, and he will be with us next week. I'm not allowed the liberty to say who it is because we didn't really advertise it. So we will definitely advertise it by Thursday or Friday. I'll let you guys know on the boards, on the SoCalSoccer.com boards, on who our guest will be for our next show. So today's show is dedicated to our listeners, and we want you to give us a call, and we're going to be talking about, obviously, club soccer here in the area, and find out your inputs on anything you have you want to talk about. I know the Coast Soccer League brackets just came out. I believe they were released last night, and I've been looking at them, and as a matter of fact, I'm looking at them right now, and looks like they picked up some more teams. Some new teams are registered under other umbrellas as independents, and other teams have been moved up to higher brackets. Some teams have been dropped down. Looking at the rosters for some of the club teams, some of them lost their players. They've moved on. It's always like that every year. It's always like that. Kids come and go and here in club soccer. We're going to talk first half of our show, well, actually most of our show, unless other topics come aboard. We're going to talk about the bracket here of Coast Soccer League heading into the new season for 2008, right into the fall season. If you want to talk about it, we'd love to hear from you. This will be our first show opening up the lines to our listeners, so be kind to us, please. We have some toll-free numbers for you to call, and this is for anywhere you are in the U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. That's 877-489-6350. These are toll-free calls. So go ahead and pick up the phone. Yeah, you know, if you have any comments, you want to talk about your club, anything, man. You know, this is what the show is about. You want to fill us in some new ideas for upcoming shows. We'd love to hear from you. And if you got some stories that you want to talk about, throw them on over the air. We'd love to hear from you, too. So give us a call. I'm going to give them out one more time, okay? Also, you can log on to our website at bbsradio.com/soccer radio. That's bbsradio.com/soccer radio, and the phone numbers are there. You can also send us an email right there at soccerradio@gmail.com. You can also log on to our soccer guest room. If you're a little timid to go on the air and you just happen to have a comment or question or something, topic you want to bring up, just go ahead and click on the soccer guest room. We have a couple of our interns here right there. We'll bring that up to me and fill me in on what questions or comments you got. Okay? So, flying solo tonight brings me back to my years of talk radio about 20 years ago. So, this is something new for me, basically starting off topics here. You know, be kind to me. I appreciate it. All right. You're listening to Soccer Radio. We thank you so much. And what we're going to do right now is we are going to take a little break. I'm going to get situated here, get everything together, get the lines open up for you to call in. You can do that once we hit our break. And we'll take it from there. Okay? So, this is Soccer Radio, and you're listening to Johnny Ventura. We thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Dan Millman, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and the new book, Wisdom of the Peaceful Warrior, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Yeah, trust me, y'all, trust me, when I tell you, this is all heart, y'all. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, peoples? This is The Worderer, and you can check out my flavor at TheWorderer.com. And I just love listening to the biggest internet radio network on the planet. You heard me? The planet. Yeah, BBS Radio. Because if it ain't mainstream, then it's gotta be on BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Soccer Radio on BBSRadio.com. This is Johnny Ventura. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, once again, the lines are open. Go ahead and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I'm going to give out those numbers one more time, just in case you missed it at the beginning of the show. These are toll-free numbers, 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. All right, and if you missed those numbers, just log on to our website. They're right there for you. These are toll-free numbers anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, so feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the Coast bracket that was released last night from Coast Soccer League for the new 2008 season. We're going to fill you in about that information. Some of you guys have already logged on and had a chance to find out what's going on. Jumping into the boys under 9 bracket, once again, looks like there are no gold brackets because they don't feel that they're going to put up too much pressure on the little ones to actually, play gold level. So, there's some good teams that start at silver. There is three brackets of silver. We have silver east bracket, silver south, and silver west. In the silver east bracket, you have, the well-known FC Barcelona, Legends FC, which that is the famous, Legends, that is, which was created with the merger between Stampede and Glendora. Celtic Harps, Laverne Lasers, CZ Elite Soccer Club, which is the new soccer club from Sharif Zain, who used to be the co-founder of FC Barcelona. So Sharif's got a Boys Under 9 in the Silver East bracket. You have Arsenal FC also with FC Manchester United and LAFC. Rounding out the Silver South, you have West Coast, Laguna, NHB, Irvine, Fullerton Rangers, Patadores, United FC, ISC Strikers. And finishing out the Silver West bracket is Los Alamitos Vikings, Conquista America, CUSC 99 Blue. We have Los Angeles Rampage, City Meninos de Oro, which that's a team, club based out and the 310 area code out by Culver City, PVFC Exiles Black, South Bay Force, which is out in the South Bay, obviously. That is the merger between Force Soccer Club and South Bay, and Fram CQ, very strong team there. And then we have the Bronze Alpha, Bronze Beta, Bronze Central, Delta East, Gamma North, Omega South, and West. There are a lot of teams that are playing in the Boys Under 9 in the Coast Soccer League fall season. A lot of teams. So it should be interesting. I know this is not final or anything like that, so it looks like Coast will be moving teams around after petitions are put through to have certain teams move in certain divisions. I'd like to skip over to the boys under 13 bracket. Hold on a second here. The boys under 13 bracket is a very strong. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of teams that are have been moved all over the place here on the boys under 13. Let me bring this up here. Computer's just a little slow, but here we go. Some of you probably have noticed that, I'm sorry, not the boys 13, the boys 14 bracket. Some of you have noticed that there is no FC Barcelona playing under the boys gold division for the 14 bracket. The reason for that is that team has been moved, and half the boys, which are about seven or eight kids, moved over to Los Alamitos Vikings, the club team out in Long Beach. That team is that FC Barcelona gold team for the 13s is coached by Justo. So he's moved that team over to Los Alamitos Vikings. He has stayed in gold. I believe this, if I recall, this will be the first time that FC Barcelona will not have a gold team in boys under 14. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it's been a while. So you got Los Alamitos Vikings, which is actually half of the gold team from FC Barcelona. Albion is in there. Albion is a well-known club out down south, which they trade off. They do play Coast Soccer League, and they do play the Presidio League. ISC Strikers, very well-known. You got Fullerton Rangers. And you have the surprise of Boca Juniors. Boca Juniors is a club team out here in the San Fernando Valley that has been hopping to play under different umbrellas here and there. They used to play in the San Fernando League under their umbrella. Last year they played in Guadalajara's umbrella, and now this year they're playing under Select City's umbrella. That team is coached by an Argentinian coach. His name escapes me. My apologies about that, but his team is moving on. They won their silver elite bracket last year, last season. Now they are finally in the gold bracket. So, very strong team. Very strong. We'll see how they end up playing with, some of the big boys there in the gold level. West Coast FC, what can you say about them? They're very well known. They pretty much take it almost every year with, winning, Stake Cup and also, the CSL League and League Cup. It's either them or FC Barcelona that always stays 1 and 2. Real SoCal White, that is the same Real SoCal that played gold last year. Now they're called Real SoCal White. That team is taken over by Terry Davila. Halfway through the season, if I'm not mistaken, it used to be coached by Joey Kirk. Joey Kirk is no longer with Real SoCal. He got a spot over at Real California, which he is coaching that team now, which is Real California FC Black, and they're also in the gold bracket. And he is coaching the old Rovers club, which is now the California Barcelona. It's bronze boys under 13. So don't know how he's going to do that, be at two different games at once. And that's another thing that we've been getting emails about, certain coaches that have been pretty much trading themselves a little too thin here, five, six, seven different teams that they're coaching throughout the season. They're training all their teams, but when it comes down to actual game day, maybe they only make two, maybe three actual teams during game day, and either assistants or other coaches who pretty much don't know the kids are coaching those teams in games. So I don't know how the kids can develop doing that, to be perfectly honest with you, because a trainer who goes through his practice and training throughout the week, he needs to see what's happening during the game time. He needs to see that. I mean, he needs to see if the boys are pretty much doing what is being told to them during practice. And if some coach that doesn't show up during game time, who's pretty much going to open up an email or read out a memo from that particular coach who took over his spot for that particular game, it's impossible to work on certain development for those kids. So I do know there are a lot of parents that get upset about that they do go to certain clubs for that particular coach, but those particular coaches thin themselves out, and they end up coaching five, six. I know a coach that coaches seven teams, which is, to be perfectly honest, is ridiculous. I just don't see how kids can develop that way. Pretty much turning in for the money as it is. Closing out the gold bracket for the boys 14 for the fall season, you have Fram CQ, very, very strong team. Arsenal FC didn't have a good season last year. Did not have a good season last year. For Arsenal FC, did not have a good season last year. Let's hope they can turn things around and play a little bit better this year for the boys. 14 Celtic Hearts, another team out from the San Bernardino area. Very strong team. And then ISC Strikers Black in the last position there, running up the goal bracket for the boys under 14. Silver Elite South, let's see what we got here. We got Los Alamitos, once again, the Long Beach team. South Bay Forest, the Black, Patadores. You got PVSC, Exiles Black, Corona United, Laguna, Cypress, Canyon PSA, which Canyon PSA is a team that is based out of the Anaheim area. They are in the Silver Elite South. The Silver Elite North, which are teams basically from out here from the South Bay area, moved on north through the valley, through a little bit of the east of L.A. You have UIFC Independiente. Now, this is a team, UIFC Independiente, which is coached by Sergio. He's had his ups and downs. Last year, he was in gold. The year before that, he was in Silver Elite. Won Silver Elite, moved up to gold last season, didn't do well in gold last season, came in last place, moved down now to Silver Elite North. So it looks like they pretty much do very well in the Silver Elite bracket, but once they hit up to the gold bracket, I don't know if he loses players at that caliber to reach the gold bracket, or he just is not able to hang up there with the gold team. So UIFC Independiente has dropped down to the Silver Elite North. The CZ Elite Soccer, once again, that Sharif's club, he also has got a team, the boys on under 14, Silver Elite North. FC Barcelona Red. You got LAFC there. Legends, there you go. The famous Legends are playing Silver Elite North. That is a very, very good team. I saw that team at the Legends Classic, and there's some big boys there, man. That is a very, very good team. I don't know if you guys had a chance to, if you did have a chance to see them play, this is a team that they're good size, very, very big front line, and they play very well together. They move the ball very well together. Probably one of the best teams I've seen in communication-wise on the field. Constantly talking, communicating, which is a must at this level, and they played very well. I was very, very impressed with this team. I do know they made the finals. I don't know if they won the finals because it was two Legends teams that made the finals. And I don't know if the Silver Elite North took it. The NVSC Boys Under 14 Blue, that's the Tango team. And that is coached also by the Boca Juniors coach who moved over to Select Cities. So that's the Tango team. Now, they can no longer be called Tango anymore because North Valley Soccer Club has, the board of directors have voted now that all teams playing under their umbrella can no longer hold the names of, Ronaldo or, whatever. They have to be NVSC Boys Under 14 or Boys Under 12. And if there's more than one of that particular age group, then you have a blue team. Chivas and OYSC Wave. So, looks like we got a caller. Somebody's calling in from hello, are you there? This is Soccer Radio.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is BTS, calling from North Fontana.
How you doing, man? Thank you so much. Is this your first time listening to the show?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your support. What do you want to talk about?
I want to touch a little bit on the Boys Under 11 brackets that were released yesterday night.
Okay. Do you have a son that plays on the Boys Under 11? What team does he play for?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
He's with the Legends FC. He's with Legends FC.
Okay. He's playing in the gold bracket.
No, actually, he's with the Silver Elite Legends FC Black team, coached by Billy Bazzario.
Okay. All right. What do you want to talk about the bracket? What's on your mind?
Well, obviously the gold bracket is going to be pretty much what I expected. There's definitely a lot of competition in there. I'm, speaking with several parents in that age group and at that level of play, they're all pretty much under the same impression that there's going to be, you know, a lot of tight games, which is, in my opinion, completely opposite from last season's Boys Under 11 Gold Bracket, where you had, you know, you had the Fullerton Rangers and you had LAFC pretty much just lay it down on the entire bracket. I don't see that happening this year, and, you know, I do see one team, possibly two, pulling away in the gold bracket. But who knows? You know, time will tell.
Your team, your son that's playing for the Legends in the Silver Elite bracket, did they win their bracket last season?
No, actually,
Did he play for Stampede, or did he play for Glendora?
No, he was with the Celtic Harps team.
The Celtic Harps.
The Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, the Celtic Harps actually moved up. They won the Silver North bracket last season. They were under 9.
That's right.
Yeah, they had a record of 10-1-2, 32 points, and a pretty good gold favorite against, 53-26. So it looks like they're moving up, and they're playing the Silver Elite. So it looks like your son might be facing his old team there.
Well, actually, my son's team last year was co-champions with the Santa Barbara team. They were the under 10 Silver Elite North.
Okay.
They're going under 11. That particular team is going under 11 gold. Of course, as you know, they won the Legends Classic Tournament a couple weeks ago in penalty shootouts against the South Bay Gunners.
Right. Now, your son in the Silver Elite North, man, there's some pretty decent teams there. You got there's about four teams that I know that I've seen that are pretty strong. I have seen the Fullerton Rangers white team play. That is a very, very good team. The Real California FC team, I saw them practice last week. I was out there meeting a coach out there for an interview. I got a chance to see them play. The Celtic Harps team, I haven't seen them. I know they won their division last year. The FC Barcelona is always good. But looks like there's going to be a pretty good, pretty strong bracket for the Silver Elite North next season. What are your predictions for the new season?
Well, you know, actually, the boys under 11 for the 08 season, in the Silver Elite North, you have CC Elite, which was actually, I believe, a sixth place silver team, and they got the nod to go up to Silver Elite, which I think they're going to do very well in that bracket. Just so we're on the same page, I know you may be speaking about the U9s going 10 for this coming fall season. I'm speaking of the boys under 11 for this coming fall season.
Okay, so you're talking about the boys under 12 for the fall season.
Boys under 11 for the fall 08 season.
For the fall 08 season, okay. All
right. Right, but at any rate, the North, you know, there's definitely some solid teams on that side. I personally see two teams in that particular bracket pulling away come midseason, and that would be Henry's CZ Elite team, and I don't remember the coach's name for that RSC White team. They're another solid team that did very well in the Silver Elite North as U10s, and in fact, they drew level to the former Celtic Harps team during the regular season. And in the second meeting out in, I believe, their home field in Calabasas, it was tied up at the half. So that's another solid team. But, yeah, there's a few others in there that are definitely going to cause some havoc.
Yeah, they are. So the boys under 11 for the fall season. I'm looking here. Your son's playing with the Legends. I don't. Just make sure we're on the same page. There we go. Legends FC Black. There we go. Silver Elite South. There we go.
Right. That's right. Silver Elite South bracket.
Yeah. Out of those teams, the only team that I really know very well is the Rangers White, Fullerton Rangers White. Don't know much anything about the ISC Strikers or the CUSC Blue, or the Legends or your son's team. Didn't get a chance to see them, but I do know that Rangers team. That is a very good team. You know, it should be some good playing for the fall season. Let me ask you something. What do you think about CYSA, Cal South, still having the boys turn under 11, they go on 11v11 format. What do you think about that? I mean, do you think that's a little bit too early, or should they move up maybe to a 9v9 format?
No. I don't think it's too early at all. In fact, I don't particularly care for the 9v9 setup. You know, especially at the top flights, there is a huge percentage of kids already playing 11v11 in the, you know, the Sunday leagues, the Mexican leagues, and, you know, switching over to the big field. Obviously, that's a good point you brought up. You know, there's a big transition that takes place, and some kids get it quicker than others, obviously, but for the most part, I'm for the kids starting on a bigger field as young as 11. 9, 10, I can see CSL's, purpose for that, and it's done for the right reasons. But, you know, for those coaches who are teaching their kids, the proper style of soccer, it's going to be that much easier for them to adjust to the bigger field, and it's clearly showing. The teams that are consistently coming out with victories and even challenging those teams who are coming out with victories on a regular are obviously being taught the right way and have been being taught the right way. So it's just a matter of, in my opinion, getting your players set up. Not that I'm a coach, but obviously I'm a involved parent, if you will. And, and it's, from my experience, it's those coaches who really focus on development over wins that are obviously going to show on the field.
You don't feel I agree with you on the development issue, but I personally don't think, you know, at that age when the transition is being moved from U10 to U11, I mean, these are kids still. The muscle tone is not there. The speed is not there. They're being moved up at least another 25 to 30 yards more on the field and another 15 yards wide on the width. I mean, I see a lot of the kids out there struggling a little bit. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't think the Latin leagues, are doing so well. They're not producing good teams out there. I mean, I have seen a lot of, Mexican leagues and Latin leagues out there that, basically, you know, the kid is 6, 7, 8 years old and they're playing 11v11. You know, they throw a ball in the middle and they look like ants. They're all running after one ball. They're all kicking each other. There's no structure. There's no coordination. And, I feel that personally, that the kids will probably get a better development. I mean, more touches on the ball for me is more development. You can't argue with that.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I've always felt that 8v8, U9, and U10s is fine. I always felt that when the kids make that transition from under 10 to under 11, they haven't grown a lot yet. I mean, I have seen some big U10s going U11, which are the right age. But I mean, let's be honest, 80% of those kids are not there yet. I feel that CYC might benefit more of just, you know, moving them up maybe another player on the field. So it would be 9v9, and once they hit U12, go the full 11v11. They have grown. Their muscle tone is there. They've got used to at least a little bit bigger field to 11v11. But I know the brackets for you boys under 11, they struggle on the big field because those teams right there are basically teams that are put together from ASO. You know, a lot of kids who are either 1 year or 2 years, 1 year of club or maybe no years of club. And those are a lot of, AYSO teams or Latin teams that struggle on the big field. And it can be a problem. I know a lot of, coaches do agree what I'm talking about, but to me, I feel the development is the more the kid touches the ball, the development is going to be there. And how the kid can touch the ball more, obviously, is let him play with a smaller size field, lesser players. He has to make quick decisions. He touches the ball more. He doesn't get burned out. He's happy about it. There's more goal scoring, which is a plus for that age. They like that stuff. So there's a lot more goal scoring. How many years has your son been playing club?
we're coming on our third year now.
Third year, okay.
Yeah, we came straight out of ASO. You know, it's interesting you bring up ASO. In fact, I believe that their format is going to be changing this season. I may be wrong on this, but I understand that they're going to go with the 99 style of play up to age 14, I believe. If there's anybody listening that knows if that's true or not, you know, maybe they can call in and shed some light on that. But honestly, you know, touching a little bit on the ASO select teams that are kids that are coming over, or even some of the Mexican Latin League kids that are coming over, they're struggling with the differences in size of the fields. You know what? The bottom line is, that's why there's different levels of bracketing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being realistic with the bronze and even some silver teams, but for the most part, the silver elite and definitely at the gold levels, obviously there's some adjustment, some adapting that's going to take place, but those kids in the gold bracket are phenomenal. Every single team that's playing in the gold bracket this year, it's gonna be dynamite. This season for every team in the gold bracket, and I see some real competitive matches in both silver elite brackets also. The South in particular, I see being much more balanced than the North as far as party. There's going to be some great matches in there, and I think, you know, based on what you're saying about adjustments, those three brackets I see, you know, not being totally used to playing on a larger field, but by the end of the season, but definitely going to be better acquainted with the bigger field come the end of the 08 season.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should be an interesting season. There's a lot more teams that have registered. I've noticed that. I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, there was 3,200 teams in Coast last year, and this year it has moved up. We try to get some of the admins over at Coast to be on the show a couple of weeks ago, but they were in the middle of the deadline for registration and doing the bracketing. They said, "Hey, John, you know, can we do this like sometime at the beginning of July or something? Because right now we're swamped." I said, "Hey, no problem." They said, "We had a tremendous, tremendous year of registering new teams this year." And they said it's just phenomenal that they got some new teams coming in. Let me ask you something here. What do you think about this new rule that Coast started a couple years ago that basically they don't consider team clubs that they don't consider them clubs if they are less than five teams? What do you think about that? Are you aware of that rule?
Oh, definitely. You know, that's touching on some political. That's going political a little bit, but you know, I don't know. I'll pass on that one.
You'll pass on that one? Hey, I mean,
yeah, I'm not.
I'll tell you a couple. I don't agree with it at all. I mean, because there are some clubs out there that have two, three, four teams that have been in business, that have been doing well, and you know, Coast has this rule that says, "Hey, guys, you know, we don't consider you a club unless you have six teams or more." You know, then what happens is those teams have to scramble around. They have to find someone's umbrella to play under. A lot of those independent league of registers are willing to sign them, and there aren't that many of them, to be honest with you. Ever since San Fernando closed down, there aren't that many of them. Otherwise, the team will, you know, disintegrate their name, delete their name, and pretty much join a club, and then they have to change their name to that particular club they go under. The only thing that I think that Coast could benefit out of this, the reason they had to do this was because of fields. I think a lot of teams that were independent by them, you know, alone, they didn't have fields, and that's understandable. When you're a bigger club, you have a field to practice on, you have home fields. And Coast wants these fields available 24 hours a day, Saturday and Sunday, which is understandable. But it is a political thing. I do know that a lot of teams were scrambling a couple years ago, finding out, hey, where are we going to play? Whose umbrella are we going to play? You know, do we have to move over here? I mean, a lot of teams disintegrated. A lot of teams went back to the Latin leagues. So it was just a hassle. It just brought in more revenue for those league of registers and those clubs that got new teams aboard. It's hard. It really is hard when Coast Soccer League is the only venue around that in order for these teams to play in. I think it's caliber playing. Coast Soccer League is definitely one of the most elite club leagues in the nation. That's obvious. But when you have like, for example, if you have one supermarket open for the entire Los Angeles area, that supermarket can pretty much charge what they want. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to go buy food, you have to go buy water, you have to, you know. So this is what it's fallen into here, that there is no other competitive leagues around for these teams to play in. And there are some leagues that have tried to start their own thing, but they keep getting gobbled up by Coast Soccer League because there are other teams that don't take a chance to move them there. I mean, I'll be honest with you, this league right here could be called XYZ, and it would still do phenomenal. It's not the league that creates for it to be phenomenal. It's not the league. It's the teams that play in it. If you cut down half these teams and club and you move them over to a team called XYZ, that XYZ league will be phenomenal as well because they have half the club teams playing over there. So it can be a problem. You know, it can be a problem. So we're going to get somebody from Coast Soccer League on the air in July. We're going to have a lot of questions with them regarding those situations and find out what, you know, about that. We do have a representative from AYSO coming on in 2 weeks, by the way, and that will definitely be one of the questions that I will ask them that you mentioned about them going 9v9 all the way up to U14.
Right.
You said it was also boys and girls or just boys?
Both, I believe. I wasn't
really.
I wasn't totally informed on. I wasn't given too many details, but speaking with a friend of mine who still coaches over there, the Spring Select teams, and that's what he told me, and he was real disappointed with the decision. And I wish I would have got some more insight on that. I would like to share it with you.
I would love to know too why AYSO is doing this. Are they doing it for better development, or are they doing this because they don't have enough players playing in ASO? Are they moving on to club, or they've decided to play other type of sports? So I would love to know the reason why they're doing this all the way up to U14. So, hey, you're calling from Fontana, correct?
That's right, North Fontana.
North Fontana. What's your name again, man?
BTF.
Okay. BTF. Hey, I appreciate this. You know, I do know that this name is very familiar to me. I've seen it on the SoCal soccer boards. You are definitely one of the mega posters on that board. So I appreciate you calling us up and talking to us. And, you know, don't be a stranger. When we open up our lines, we'd love to hear from you and from any of our listeners and get a chance to talk with us about what's going on. So, hey, BTF, thank you so much for calling in to Soccer Radio. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back, and we got some more soccer news with you. This is Johnny Ventura. You're listening to Soccer Radio.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm going to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Oh, Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
I'm your host, Johnny Ventura, and we had BTF gave us a call from North Fontana. One of the bloggers over there on the SoCal Soccer Forum, I didn't get a chance to, when he first called in, I there was so much static a little bit. All I heard was Fontana. I didn't hear the actual initials. So I'm so glad he got a chance to call in and gave us his point of view about what's happening out there for the next season that he has a son playing for Legends, for going boys 11. So that's going to be a strong bracket. So we wish BTF and his son good luck for the new season over there at Legends. That's a nice club, so I'm sure good things are going to be happening over there. Before we take any more calls, we'd love for you to give us a call. I mean, like I said, I'm flying solo tonight, guys. This is not something I do. We had to go on tonight. You know, I didn't want to throw in a podcast for you guys. I wanted to go on live, and whatever happens. If things don't work out, you know, no big deal. We can always start breaking the ice a little bit, get you guys calling in and all that. So call into the show. These are toll-free call numbers now, 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. If you've missed those numbers, log on to our website. And the numbers are right there. So our website's bvsradio.com/soccer radio. You can access the numbers there. You can send us an email there. You can also access our soccer guest room and put in your questions or comments so we can go ahead and put them on the air. Okay, I got something I hear that I want to let you guys know what's going on. There is a new fitness center which is dedicated strictly to the athlete. I mean, if you coaches out there, you dads out there, you moms out there, if you got yourself a nice little talented soccer player out there, and he's at the age where pretty much he needs to take his fitness level to the next level, athletic performance training or weight loss, toning or conditioning, Vert Fitness, you can access them at vertfitness.com. They got a couple of franchises. They have one right now. They have one in Santa Monica, which is at 3011 Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica. That's the Vert Fitness Center in Santa Monica. If you're out here in the San Fernando Valley, there is a new Vert Fitness opening up in Oak Park. That's going to be at 734 Lindero Canyon Road in Oak Park, 91377. John is the person in charge. The Vert Fitness, and Oak Park had a chance to talk to him earlier today. Nice guy. He is going to be open up, I believe, somewhere around July 20th. Give him a call at this number at area code 805-910-6926. That's 805-910-6926. And that's the Vert Fitness and Oak Park. If you're looking for athletic and training, performance training with weight loss, toning, and conditioning, they have just all kinds of packages to put you through. Most classes are about an hour and a half, either one time a week, twice a week, or whatever you want to sign up for. Give them a call, John over at Vert Fitness in Oak Park. You can also send them an email at info@vertfitnessoakpark.com. Or visit the website, you get more information about it. It's a nice place. I had a chance to visit the place out in Santa Monica. I am going to have a few of my players from my team out there, matter of fact, in Santa Monica until this one out here in Oak Park opens. So we're going to put them through a good fitness program throughout the summer, get them ready for the fall season. So these are boys that we have are going U14 in fall. So this is the time for them to you know, get some more athletic performance training, you know, condition themselves with weights, not to really bulk themselves up, you know, like Arnold, but pretty much to strengthen up their muscles, man, because this is the time to do that. So we're looking forward to partnering ourselves with Vert Fitness. So give them a call, all right, or log on to vertfitness.com. This is Soccer Radio. We had one caller in this evening, and that was BTF from North Fontana. We thanked him for giving us a call. Our topic today is about the Coast Bracket for the new fall season, for the 2008-2009 season. And we are talking a little bit about this. I'm flying solo tonight, so pretty much is I'm not scripted tonight. So I'm pretty much just writing things down, talking things, and as I'm talking to you, I'm also on here on the internet and trying to get some information of what about this fall season for Coast Soccer League. If you want to talk, give us a call here at Soccer Radio. We'd love to hear from you. We don't have much time left, but give us a call. However, if you want to send us an email, you're welcome to do that at soccerradio@gmail.com. That's soccerradio@gmail.com, or log on to our website at bbsradio.com/soccerradio. There's a couple things I want to touch before I go off the air, a couple things that have been on my mind. One, we received quite a few emails from people wanting to know, well, first of all, some of the emails we've been getting were from people that I guess they think that we are affiliated with some of the guests and some of the clubs that have been on our show, that pretty much, I'm here to let you know that we are not affiliated at all with any of the guests or any of the clubs that are on our show. Soccer Radio is owned by Lucky Bum Productions. And Lucky Bum Productions, Inc. is located out here in the San Fernando Valley. So that is who owns the show, Soccer Radio. So those of you sending us emails about questions about certain clubs and why they do this and why is this being charged like this, we don't have the say-so for that, okay? We really don't, we can't talk about that. Everybody has their own right to charge what they want to charge, and everybody has their own right to do things the way they want to do them. So just to let you know that you might want to direct your comments or questions via email to those particular clubs, and you know, direct them to the DOC, the director of coaching, or direct them to the president of the club, or you know, anybody that's on the board of directors there, and hopefully they'll respond to you and give you the answers that you need. So we are not affiliated with any of our guests or any of the clubs that have been on our show. If we are have a particular guest or a particular club that is affiliated, or we have something to do with that, we will definitely let you know the day of that show. But since we've been on the air, no, we have not been in play with any of them. So please direct your comments and questions to those particular parties, okay? I had to say that because my producer told me to bring that out over the air, and also people who listen to us on podcasts, they'll get a chance to hear that. So due to legal reasons, we needed to bring that out to let you guys know about that. Okay? Let's see. So give us a call if you want to talk to us. Next week, we are going to have a great show. We are trying to get back Lexi Lawless. He was supposed to be on our show, the first show. He was supposed to be with us, but due to technical difficulties, we couldn't get him on that show. So I have spoken to the media and the PR department over for the Galaxy, and he will be on the show with us. We're trying to shoot that just after 4th of July. So we'll see what happens if we can get him on there. There's a lot of other people we'd love to have on the show that we're working, trying to get Kobe Jones. You know, our ideal thing out here would try to get Beckham on the show. But in order for us to do that, we definitely have to trim down the red tape for that, for one. And we got to make sure that our server doesn't crash, because I know for a fact there will be people calling in for that and sending us emails. So we want to make sure that our server doesn't crash for that one. So I'm not saying we're having them, but I'm saying we're in the process of getting things together and getting new guests on the show. And that's another thing too. If you got some information that you want us to talk about, your club, your son, your daughter, the way they're playing, anything like that, it has to do with soccer, affiliated with soccer here in Southern California, we love to hear from you, man. Definitely. This, you know, we like to have fresh ideas. We like to have fresh stories and something we can put together and inform the soccer community out here in Southern California. And the best way to get a hold of us will be in person, so you can call us here at the studio at 818-340-6509. That's 818-340-6509. You can call us between the times of 9 and 3 p.m. You can sometimes I'm here, ask for me, or Becky, who's one of our interns. She most sometimes answers the phone if I'm not here. Or ask for Charles Lee, who's our producer. Any of those three, we'll be glad to talk to you and give us some information about what you want us to bring on Soccer Radio. Okay? Let's see. We are sponsored. Today's show is sponsored, and we're glad to have them back. It's sponsored by SoCalSoccer.com. SoCalSoccer.com. This is a great forum for information that you can post pretty much about anything. They got all kinds of stuff happening there. You can talk about club teams. You can talk. You have questions for Coast Soccer League. Mike Benjamin has his own forum there, who is one of the admins over at Coast Soccer. He'll be glad. He reads and he'll answer if you have any questions about registration, about the league. So SoCalSoccer.com is a great forum, and they are one of our sponsors for today's show. Dominic, who is the person who puts that whole forum together, he's just a great guy to work with, and we're just glad to have him back as a sponsor for the show. So log on to SoCalSoccer.com once our show is over here, and you'll be glad you did. They do have premium memberships for certain things, though. You don't have to be a member to log on and post your opinions and stuff. You just have to sign up and for free, and they'll give you a password and things like that. So, but you don't have to have a certain premier membership. But there are some good things about having that, so you might want to check in on that. All right, so SoCalSoccer.com. All right, guys, we're actually at the end of our show. I was hoping to get a little more phone calls in today. And at least we got one call in, so BTF, thanks a lot, man, for keeping us afloat here. I appreciate it. And maybe you guys, when we open up the lines in the near future, you guys won't be nervous or shy to give us a call here and talk about soccer or talk to us and about what's on your mind and things like that. I mean, we always like to talk. We want to talk to you guys. I mean, that's the whole point of the show. We always want to hear the good. We always want to hear the bad. You know, if things aren't working out the way you like them, you know, feel free to give us a call and let us know. Say, hey, you know what, man, you know, I think you next show should be about this. We had a person on the SoCal forum that said, hey, why don't you make the show? When we went online there and said, hey, what do you guys think about calling in? And we lost our guest and said, why don't you make the show about the new brackets that were put up? And that's what we did. We took that suggestion. I brought it over to my producer, and he said, "That's a great idea, man. You know, just go ahead and throw it on there and see what happens." And so it was fun to talk about that. And I know when the season starts, we'll have a lot more to talk about. Soccer Radio will be a lot more tournaments. We're looking forward to just basically bringing a lot more information to you guys. So, all right, Soccer Radio is owned and trademarked by Lucky Bum Productions Incorporated and distributed by Youth Sports Radio Network Incorporated. Shows are produced and aired at the studios of Platinum Sound Entertainment. All shows are copyright. Any reproduction or retransmission without the written consent of Lucky Bum Productions, Inc., View Sports Radio Network, Inc., or BBSRadio.com is strictly prohibited. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week, same time, 7:55 Pacific Standard Time, right here at BBSRadio.com. This is the first talk show dedicated on the happenings of youth soccer here in Southern California, and we thank you so much for allowing us to come in to your homes over your computer. I'm your host, Johnny Ventura. I'm going to say goodnight now, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.